Bill Sheffield is stepping down from his post as director of the Port of Anchorage project. Sheffield outlined his plans in a letter to Anchorage city officials this week. Sheffield's retirement is effective on January 15th. The port director and former governor of Alaska made his announcement official in a letter to Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan on Wednesday. Mayor Sullivan made the announcement public at a press conference today, saying the 83-year-old Sheffield's retirement was entirely Sheffield's decision. Sullivan had high praise for the port director.
This has been really a 2.5-year timeline that we talked about when I first came into office. As you may know, when a new mayor comes in, it's typical to ask all the executives for a letter of resignation. Some you accept, some you don't. I did not accept his. In fact, I asked him if he'd be willing to spend a couple more years in public service because I wanted to get this port project back on track, and I felt he was critical to getting us there. And now we are there. In fact, the $350 million port bond request that we asked for, and the governor has now put a port bond into his legislative package, shows that there's, I think, great confidence that the project is back on track, and Governor Sheffield gets a lot of credit for, over the last 2 years, helping us get to this point.
Sheffield is credited with expanding the Port of Anchorage during his years as director, but critics of the current port expansion project have complained of cost overruns. Sullivan says the former port director will continue to be involved with the port project as a consultant. Current Deputy Port Director Steve Rubufo will be acting director until a replacement is found, Sullivan said. Earlier this month, protesters representing the Occupy movement marched to the port and called for Sheffield to resign.